for Janelle so she can take attendance. Janet Dutcher, Chair, Treasury Oversight Committee.
Rob Patterson, Town of Mammoth Lakes.
Brock Bien, Mammoth Unified School District.
Thanks, Brian, Assistant Finance Director.
Jennifer Kreitz, Mono County Board of Supervisors.
So we have somebody in attendance that the label says Grant Ski. No camera. I'm not sure who that is. Well, we have enough for quorum, so I'm going to go ahead and get started and call the Treasury Oversight Committee meeting for May 26 to order. And the first item on our agenda is public comment. Is there any public that has any comments? Hearing none, we'll move on. Number three is the minutes from our last meeting, which was February 13th. Does anybody have any comments or corrections to those minutes? They were attached to the agenda. If not, I'll ask for a motion and a second to approve the minutes.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Jennifer Kreitz. And who second?
Rob.
Rob, and a second by Rob. Any other further comment? Then I'll ask for the vote. I guess we'll need to do a roll call, Janelle. You got that figured out?
One moment.
Okay. So we'll do a roll call. If you could just call everybody's name out and ask for their vote.
Okay. Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Yes.
Brooke Bien, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Rob Patterson, how do you vote?
Yes.
And it passes with a unanimous vote.
You did that quite professionally, like a seasoned minute taker. Next item on our agenda is a quarterly investment report from March 31st. So I'll turn that over to Gerald Frank so he can walk us through the key points there.
So as of March 31st, 2020, the Treasury was in compliance with Mono County's investment policy. Weighted average maturity on that date was 574 days. It is anticipated the county treasury will be able to meet all liquidity requirements of its pool participants for the next 6 months. On the last day of the quarter, on a cost basis, the portfolio totaled $120,555,373, and the market value was $122,404,007, or 101.53% of cost. The earned interest for the quarter ending 3/31 was 2.1682%. On the next several pages are the all of our investments. As you probably noticed, GE is no longer in our portfolio. Approximately a month ago, we made the determination that GE was, even though it was short, it was too risky to stay in case they do file bankruptcy. And one of the things we saw was just a couple weeks ago, they're net free. Did I get that right, Janet? Net free cash flow dropped over $1 billion.
Yeah.
So that's. It just became too risky to keep to keep it in our portfolio.
And the cash flow is what we were banking on, that they were going to be okay.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID-19, but with the shutdown, we had 3 months left on that investment. Well, we weren't willing to wait 3 months and possibly lose $500,000. That's what the face value was, right? Our value was $500,000?
That's correct.
And so we sold it at a small loss, but we collected interest for the quarter for a net positive cash flow.
Yes.
And we got our whole, well, just short, just slightly less than the $500,000 par value back.
Yeah, so we were approximately positive cash flow on that sale of just a hair over $2,000.
So we weren't willing to risk, you know, waiting 3 months with shutdown and the airline industry, which you're heavily invested in, and not know what would happen in September with the ability to redeem that investment when it came due.
So we saw one of GE's biggest cash cows is their jet engine manufacturing, and with Boeing not building planes right now, it just doesn't look good.
Yeah, and that bond was at like 4%, right?
Yeah, actually 4 points. I want to say upper fours, like 4.75, something like that.
So somebody out there bought it.
Yes, they did.
All right.
They like riskier than us.
Does anybody have any questions on that transaction? It's not really disclosed in a report other than by omission. It was in the transaction report that went to the board. All right, do you want to continue on?
Does anybody have any questions about any of the other investments that we have?
Gerald, are there any other, I mean, I'm not concerned about the CDs. I guess the category that would be suspect is the corporate bonds, right?
Corporate bonds, yes.
And is there anything else on there that causes you concern?
All right,
IBM, Johnson & Johnson, Microsoft. Microsoft, I saw, is doing very well.
Yeah. Everything seems to be holding pretty good. I think we had a slight downgrade on Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they went to A2 from A1. But they're... as far as their numbers go, they're doing okay for COVID, right? I mean,
I guess the ones I would be concerned about, given the shutdown and the way in which we're easing back into the economy, would be Colgate Palmolive.
Mm-hmm.
But they're manufacturing household goods, right?
Yes, and they also do some. Cleaning products, that type of stuff, which is actually in high demand right now. So.
Yeah. So, and then the other one would be Procter & Gamble, which is appliances, right?
Procter & Gamble, they do a lot of stuff.
They have a lot of,
they're very diversified.
Yeah. Okay. Keep an eye on those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I get
investments are pretty secure.
If there's ever any change in their ratings, I get the email immediately. So, I take a look at them. Other than looking at them on a normal monthly basis, we also if any emails come in, we see what's going on.
Okay.
All right, the next page is the distribution by asset category. You can see we, as of 3/31, we dropped about $10 million. That's due to tax apportionments for December that happened in January. So we had about $10 or $11 million go out, so that's why the portfolio dropped. One thing you'll start to see is LAIF. LAIF is going up. We've had a lot of, we didn't have many callable bonds in our portfolio to begin with, but all the ones that we have are being called out the last group will be called out by Friday this week. So you'll see LAIF going up. In fact, since we're talking about LAIF, we're looking at bringing the investment policy back to the board on next Tuesday to ask to have LAIF increase to $75 million. On January 1st, LAIF went from a maximum deposit of $65 million to $75 million. And we're going to need a little bit extra room so the school bonds are going to sell in June. And there's about $27 million, so we need that little extra room so that we don't have to put it somewhere where we're not making, you know, very much interest.
No, we can't leave it in the checking account.
Yeah, no. they won't let us.
No, we need it in some kind of semi-liquid asset until we get a construction schedule.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the next page is the maturity distribution as of 3/31. You can see that our it's still looking pretty good. Doesn't look quite as good anymore as of today. It's because we have some callable bonds, so we have some areas that have less investments in them. But right now there's not a lot to invest in, so I haven't been filling those. Some of the spots we'd be lucky to get 0.3% on our investment.
And we're getting more in LAIF, right?
Yeah, we're getting LAIF right now is around 130.
Yeah.
So we will have to move over investing in the lower yields. I don't believe right now is the time. I think in the next 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, and so should we wait 3 or 4 months for the market to recover and then lock in a 5-year investment? Or would we invest in some short term?
It depends on what short term does. If short term, let's say a year to year and a half out, doesn't outperform LAIF, then I would say we stay in LAIF for that. But the 5-year, we will need to start building up our 5-year bucket again. For this month, I've got in about $750,000. Those are strictly CDs at and around 1%. We did fill a general obligation bond from a school district in the, that's kind of, is that Palm Springs area?
Yeah, that's what I recall.
Yeah.
Down near Palmdale or something.
Yeah.
Further south.
Yeah, so we filled that interest rate. That one I want to say was a 130, which was excellent. It's horrible, but for right now in this market, it's excellent. And it's a general obligation bond, so
guaranteed practically.
Yeah, the collection on the tax rolls. So
yeah, I guess the only risk there is the delinquency rate, right?
Yes, and that would only postpone an interest payment. It wouldn't get rid of it. Wouldn't default. And then the next page is the Treasury cash balance as of the last day of the most recent 14 months. You can see we are still trending upward. If you check last March to this March, we're sitting about $7 million higher. And that is, everybody is still trying to save. All the districts, their cash balances are going up. Everybody's still trying to save some money. I don't see us keeping going up with what's going on in the markets right now, but it's still looking pretty good.
So come this next fiscal year and probably the following fiscal year, it's kind of hard to predict at this time. The anticipation for the county is that we're going to be at a deficit, and with the revenues falling and spending increases, and if that holds true to the town and to all of our districts, the schools themselves, could we see the investment pool decreasing down to 2008 levels?
I don't think so. That would be a huge drop. 2008 levels, we were down, our portfolio was in the $50 million range.
Okay. So one of the things that you look at when you make a decision on how much to invest is cash flow.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So, and that cash flow numbers that I've seen, you're very conservative at estimating how much cash flow is going to go out. In other words, aggressive. You estimate far more than we actually have outflows in order to determine how much surplus cash we have to invest.
Yes, yes. There's nothing worse than not having enough liquidity and having to sell a bond at the wrong time.
Right.
Selling a really good bond or losing money on a bond. We don't want to go there.
Well, and also our investment decision making is guided by the priorities that we have in the investment policy,
yes,
which is to protect principal first, preserve liquidity, and then earn a return on surplus cash.
Frank, Gerald, do you use, I've talked to Frank twice a day, every day on Zoom, so apologize for that. do you use LAIF sort of as that buffer?
That's our extra liquidity is in LAIF right now. LAIF is higher than I would like, but most of the what we have open right now is basically a five-year bucket and very short term, because about 3.5 years ago I shifted the portfolio to only purchasing bullet bonds that cannot be called. I was looking in the future, and with the economy, and it looked like we were headed for a downturn eventually. And in order to hold those, we kept those. But we did have, in the 1 and 2 year area, we had a lot of bonds get called. And right now, the 1 and 2 year area, like I said, is posting. We would want to fill at this point. It's posting about a 0.3. Yield max. I mean, there's just not much out there for short term. So we're keeping it in LAIF right now, which they will come down. They will be down to that point eventually, but it'll take them, I'd say take them another 6 to 9 months before they drop that low.
And they'll drop quicker than we will because their weighted average maturity is much shorter.
Yes. Yeah, we have some really good investments out there in the 3% range that are out there for another 4 years. So
good.
Hopefully we can ride this out and get some good investments in the future. So the next page is the Mono County Treasury Pool quarterly yield comparison. So you can see the 2 year treasury, these are all averages for the quarter, not a daily, they're average by the quarter. You can see the 2 year treasury average at that 331 was at 0.94%. LAIF dropped down to 2.03%. And then we dropped to 2.17. But now at this point, we are outperforming LAIF again. And LAIF on the next quarter for 630, I would anticipate them posting around a 150. Between 150, maybe 155. They have that exterior loan that they took to themselves that always adds a few basis points, and it's hard to calculate because we don't have all their numbers for that loan.
So I wonder what's going to happen to that loan, because the May revise by the governor, I think, was to delay their excess contributions to PERS. Did that have anything to do with the loan?
No, because that loan was already given to PERS.
Oh, okay.
That paid down part of their unfunded liability.
Okay.
Which saves them, because PERS is what, 3.5% interest on unfunded liability? And
3%.
This is running them, now it's running them, about a half percent. Maybe not even that much. So, and then we will probably drop below 2% on this next quarter. So, because all of our liquid assets are they're paying good in this market, but they're not paying good compared to the rest of the portfolio, right?
Right. So, new normal.
Yeah, hopefully not. Short-term normal. And then our investment pool participant page, as a 331, we have had no changes, no people, districts coming in or out of the pool.
Yeah, I think the most recent new district that came into the pool was Bridgeport Fire, and that was last year, I think.
Yes.
Last calendar year.
Yep. And they've been seem to have been happy since then.
Okay.
Any questions on the report?
All right. No questions. Number five, questions and recommendations. So we have put together an investment policy revision for the Board of Supervisors on June 9th, and that was to accommodate the increase limit in life. So we will bring that policy back to this committee for ratification afterwards. There just wasn't enough time to get it on the agenda for this meeting. We needed it in place by the end of June.
Actually, it looks like June 9th, when it's going to go to it's going to the board on the 9th. We'll probably need that on the 10th. It looks like it's possible that the bonds will settle on the 10th, not the 25th. Okay. So,
just in the nick of time.
Yeah, one day.
So is that limit, that $75 million limit, that's PERS?
That
maximum.
That's LAIF's.
LAIF
is the one who limits that amount. Yes. Okay. And it went from $65 million to $75 million beginning of the year.
We might talk to county council and see if there's a way to word that differently so that when that limit changes, we don't have to revise our policy. In other words,
that would be nice. Yeah.
Make it more flexible.
Yeah. And if we don't have time to do it this time, we can when we bring it back in January again, we can change that then.
Okay. Any other questions or recommendations?
So, Rob, I had a question for you. Budgets are going to be tight. If the town needs to pull money out of the, I think they have a little over $3 million right now, something like that. If you start discussing that, if you could let me know so I can kind of plan ahead.
Yeah, I was going to make mention of that earlier. So, we only have in there the REU, which is 3.75, I think. And my budget for the coming year does not include the use of those funds. And my sort of trigger point number one, which would be in October timeframe, when doesn't include the use of that either. So, I should be pretty good, but I'll definitely reach out to you. It looks as though you'll know if the sky is falling, then we're going to pull that number.
Sure.
But my hope is to completely leave that untouched, actually, for the next 2 years.
Okay.
That would be my goal.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, if there's no other questions or recommendations, we'll move on to concluding the meeting. The next meeting date is, Jeanette or Gerald?
It will be Thursday, August 13th.
August 13th.
And we're not sure if it's going to be a Zoom meeting or not yet.
we'll see. I prefer in-person meetings. I'm getting tired of Zoom.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. So if there's no other conversations to be had, we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everybody, for attending.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too.